BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. We've got the Google game with Adele Roberts, which includes many revelations that I was not expecting. And I do love it when I get your emails, but can you please not make up stories just to get on the show? Not saying listener Chloe did that, but I am suspicious.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills.
So how are you this... What day is it? Tuesday lunchtime. I knew that. Just me today. Since I asked you to send in your emails with your stories yesterday, which I do enjoy, by the way. I love getting emails. Do send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk with anything you've got from your life. But I mentioned it yesterday, and since then we've had loads. Loads. And I feel like some people are... How can I put it nicely? I'm making up stories just to feel that they have a story to share. Now, I want all the stories to be real, and I'm going to address one of the ones that I think might not be real just after 1:30 this afternoon. If you've got a real good story, then send it to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk, obviously. And then after 3, Adele Roberts is going to stick around with us to play, you know, our Google game, or the Woogle game, where basically you start typing something into a search engine, it automatically tries to complete your question. And all we have to do is guess what one of the most popular suggestions is. Me and Adele working together, that would be just after 3.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A couple of people have noticed this, including Emma Smith on Twitter and former Fatty, also on Twitter. They say they've just tried the Google game with my name. They put, is Scott Mills? Why is one of the most popular answers that comes up is Scott Mills married to Barbara Windsor?
Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Jess in Hastings is having an absolute mare. She's been into her local corner shop and asked if she could pay via Apple Pay. Lady walks off, comes back holding an apple pie, scans it and then puts it in Jess's bag. Shopkeeper obviously doesn't have one of those phones. But the thing is, and I would do the same, Jess, you do feel obliged to take it, don't you? And it was frozen, not even fresh.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know I blooming love your emails, and loads of you send them in now to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, yesterday, I did say that you can send an email about absolutely anything at all. I said, even if it seems like a small thing to you, send it in. I regret that now because we seem to have a few time wasters. We're a small team here and we would appreciate it if the emails were good. I take back what I said yesterday. Just make them good ones. Thanks for your help. We all want to be that person, don't we, that comes up with a really, really funny story, but don't make it up. If you haven't got a good story, just don't send one in. But if you have, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now, I'm not saying Chloe has done this, but yeah. Hi, Chloe.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
So, what's going on?
Well, I'm in a bit of a predicament. Like a month ago, my friend wanted to go out with me on a Saturday night. Right. And I didn't really want to.
Why didn't you want to go out?
I don't know, I was just tired and I had my dissertation to do and
So
they rang me up and they were like, no, you have to come out. And I might have told a bit of a lie that sort of snowballed.
Okay. Oh no, what was it?
I told them that I was having a night in with my international friends.
Yeah, sorry, I can't come out tonight. I'm hanging with my international friends.
Yeah, you just have to believe me, it sounded good at the time.
Right, why would you make that up?
I don't know. I just came out.
Okay.
And then to make things worse, she was like, oh, let me speak to them. I love, like, you know, like international people. And yeah, then I sort of panicked and just started pretending to hand the phone around and speak in different accents.
What? So hang on. You're in your house.
Yep.
And you're pretending to have a party with your international friends.
Yeah.
But obviously they're not there.
No.
Is it just you home alone?
It's just me home alone.
So then your friend who's out rings you.
Yeah, and she wants to talk to the international people.
Okay, and you pretend to be all the international people.
I panicked.
Did this happen?
Yes.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
Okay. Like I said, I haven't got no time for time wasters.
I can do the accents. I can be the people.
Okay, right. Imagine that I'm your friend, okay? Role play.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm ringing your house, right?
Okay.
Answer the phone.
Hello.
Hey, it's me. We're having a great time out tonight. Where are you?
Oh, I'm at home with my international friends. Do you want to speak to them?
I would like to speak to some of your international friends. Who are you going to put me onto first?
I'll put you onto my Australian friend.
Okay, hand them over then.
Okay. G'day.
Hello.
G'day, mate. How's it going?
Who's this?
This is Sheila.
Hi, Sheila.
Yeah, I'm from Sydney.
Okay. Well, yeah, nice to speak to you. Who else is there?
I can pass you over to the American.
Yes, please.
Hello?
Hello?
Howdy.
They did not fall for this.
They did. I can tell you that they did.
Did they?
The signal was bad, but so, they fell for it.
So your mate, that you know probably quite well if you're going on night out with them, did not recognise that this was you doing an American voice?
No, they didn't.
Okay. No, you're still the American. Go back to it.
Oh, yeah, I'm still the American, yeah.
Where do you live in America?
Well, I live in Georgia.
Okay. Where in Georgia?
A town that you've never heard of.
Okay, probably. And what town is that then? I might have heard of it. I might have been there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't ask this question.
Okay, right. Right, okay, pass me over to someone else.
I'll pass you over to the girl from London.
Okay. This is ridiculous.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right, how are you?
Good, yeah. So, where are you from?
I'm in London right now. All these people sound very familiar.
Do they? My friend didn't seem to think so, which is weird.
Actually, that is quite a good London accent. Anyone else there?
I have a Scottish friend.
Oh, awesome. Let me speak to them immediately.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
I'm from Glasgow, just so you know.
And what's your name?
My name? Mm. It's Sarah, with an H.
Okay. Chloe.
Yeah?
I've got to tell you something, right?
Yeah.
You're not just wasting my time, you're wasting your own time.
I wasted my friend's time too. I mean, she thinks I have a whole pile of friends.
Yeah. Chloe, I've just done a quick straw poll around the team. No one is believing this story. Not one of them.
Really?
No.
Oh, no, it's definitely true.
Right. Does your friend actually exist?
Yes.
Right. I mean, I don't want to be harsh, but I'm just not buying it, Chloe.
Well, that's your opinion. Maybe the reception was bad and that's why she believed it.
That's probably it. And also, probably had a couple of drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, didn't happen. Okay, do all your friends want to say goodbye as well?
Yep, I will get them.
Okay. Actually mad.
Guys, do you want to say goodbye to my friend Scott?
Oh, my word.
Okay, out of three, shout bye. Okay, one, two, three.
But who's that?
I'm babysitting at the minute, and it was Hannah, Grace, and Holly.
Right, okay. Your international friends?
Yeah, they just stood in because they were there.
Right, I got you, okay.
I'm babysitting and they were
just standing there.
They were really quiet for the whole time.
Yeah. Are you having a quiet day?
Kinda.
Thought so, yeah.
I managed to get a minute away to speak to you.
Oh. Well, thanks very much for your email.
No problem.
If anything else happens that's good, let me know.
That's believable.
Yeah, that. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, some people actually do believe, Chloe. Someone says, I used to work somewhere that had an Australian area manager and I would often phone other shops I'd worked in pretending to be Australian and ask what they thought of me as the company was going to make me Employee of the Year. So some people saying that it's believable. Jess from Stoke says, you totally called that, Mills. Completely untrue. Best bit of radio I heard for ages. You human lie detector. That's Jez. Accents were quite good, but I'm calling bull. All girls with the same high-pitched tone. What are the chances? Rob the traffic light man in Oxford. This is awfully cringe, but quite funny. Yeah, I don't think she was telling the truth particularly. We'll never know. Also, I like that I went off of teachers at one point. You're not only wasting my time, you're wasting your own time too.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Scottish Highers and National 4 and 5s are out today. Let us know how you're feeling if you got your results. We spoke to David on the show yesterday, who is getting his results today, but later than all of his friends. Hey, David.
Hello.
Why are you getting yours later, remind us?
Well, because I forgot to sign up for the email or the text, and I have them in front of me now, which is exciting.
Oh, you got them?
Yeah, I did.
So all your mates got an email first thing. You had to wait for the actual postman to bring them round?
Yep, a bit old school.
Okay, how'd you do?
I did all right, actually, considering how my year's gone. It's been up and down, so I'm quite happy with how I've done, and I got a C in one of them, which I was kind of like, to begin with. But then I realised that the whole course was self-study, so I'm quite happy with how I've done.
I would be happy with that. Talk me through the rest.
Higher English, I got a B, which is good, and Less Skills Maths, I got an A, which is also really good. So I'm happy.
Yes.
Yes.
Well done.
Thank you.
How do you feel now?
I'm excited for the next year. That sounds really kind of nerdy, that I've got like another year at school, so I'm excited to see how it goes.
Totally. That's not nerdy, that's good. Got any plans to celebrate this week, David?
I'm probably going to stay in. I might go and see Suicide Squad at the cinema.
Yes.
I'm not too sure. Depends on how I feel.
Hey, listen, we've got a Playground Insults game with Will Smith and Margot Robbie from Suicide Squad for you later this week.
Oh, very good. Excited.
Have you seen Playground Insults before?
Did you do one with Will? Is it Will Ferrell?
Yes, and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, I saw that one.
This one's even better.
Really good. Oh, good. Wait, it's better than Mark Wahlberg?
I think it is, yeah.
That's a very strong rating you're giving it.
I know. Wait and see, though. You'll be able to watch it later this week. So you're in Hoyt, aren't you?
I am.
Any plans to go out this week? Maybe, I don't know, Waverley Bar, would you say?
Waverley Bar? No, I'm not quite old enough for Waverley Bar yet.
Oh, or Bass then, I suppose.
Bass. Oh, no, the stories of Bass I've heard.
Yeah. Maybe treat yourself to a nice Italian later in the week. Sergio's?
Oh, you're doing lovely promotion for local businesses. Have you thought about doing that as a future plan?
As you know, I know absolutely everywhere. I've been everywhere. So, Sergio's.
Done that, got the T-shirt.
Yeah, nice little Italian there. Do you know, last time I went, the service was not pushy at all, and they gave me space while I decided what I wanted.
Oh, very good. I might go there one day, eventually.
Do it. Well, listen, well done.
Thank you.
Do you feel really relieved?
I do. I feel like a deflated balloon.
In a good way.
In a good way, yes.
Good to speak to you, David.
Good to speak to you too.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Listen, regardless of what your results were today, if you got your Scottish Highers or National 4 and 5 results, do not panic. Stay calm. We have an exam results helpline which is available right now for you, and anyone can use it. It's free from landlines and some mobiles, but you'll need to check with your phone operator for details. And this is the number. Get this written down. Put it in your phone. 0808 100 8000. It's open daily, even on the weekends, until the 17th of August. And you'll get advice on there from qualified careers advisors who can give you information on UCAS course vacancies at colleges in the UK and universities. They know about confirmation and clearing, advice about modern or foundation apprenticeships, employment or volunteering. They are totally there to help and they know their stuff. So the number is 0808 100 8000. And as always, we've got the BBC advice pages for you. Lots of information and advice on exam results and your next step. You'll find them on the Radio 1 homepage.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we should say congratulations to Tom Daly and Dan Goodfellow, who achieved one of two Olympic bronze medals for Great Britain on day 3 in Rio. The internet were absolutely loving it last night. It was amazing. Well done to all the news outlets that just put a photo of Tom today and cropped Daniel out. It was a synchronised event. I was supposed to catch up with a mate on the phone last night and I was specifically told by text, anytime apart from 8 p.m. because Tom is on. So no need bingo today, but if you enjoy watching Tom Daly diving magnificently but also getting wet, let me remind you that he did play innuendo bingo last summer. And now we're going to the Athletics World Championships. Now, I know, Tom, you must feel a lot of pressure as a diver, but let's please spare a thought for British runner Michael Rimmer.
Heat 5 of the men's 800 metres, right on the outside in lane 8. There he is, Michael Rimmer, looking as I think he should be. Perhaps a little nervous, a little apprehensive. Again, another tough heat here. He's got three top men inside him.
Oh!
Three top men inside of him.
Yeah, that.
There's got three top men inside him.
That's what happens in athletics. I never knew.
Yeah.
Wrong sport.
I know. If you're not one of the 250,000 people that have watched Tom Daley's Innuendo Bingo, and you're a big fan of last night, extra Tom Daley now available on the Radio 1 YouTube channel when he plays Innuendo Bingo.
BBC.
Radio 1.
We like to play this game now and again, and it's one of the most popular things we do, I'm not going to lie. Chris is off today, so playing with me is Radio 1's Adele Roberts, who's in for Clara all this week. Hey, love.
Hey, Scott.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for asking me.
So, you know when you start typing stuff into, let's say, Google or any search engine, it does automatically try to complete your question. So, for example, if I type in now, is Adele...
Oh, dear.
It comes up with these options. Married, single, dead, Welsh, ginger.
Welsh or ginger? Is now, she? Can you complete them or... Do you ever just find out?
You can just choose which one you want, really.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. That's not you, though, Adele. Is it probably the singer, Adele?
I think so, yeah.
Right. Is Adele Welsh? No, she's born in North London.
She's got a Welsh father.
Does have a Welsh father. And is the only child of Penny Adkins, an arty mum. So you can find the answers, as you know, to absolutely everything. What's going to happen now is we're going to be given a question that has been typed into one of these search engines. All we have to do, and we're working together on this, is guess what one of the most popular suggestions will be.
Okay.
So we'll work together and you can play along at home and let us know how you did. Okay, we're about to be given the first search category.
Help! I accidentally...
Oh, this could be anything.
Bought something on eBay?
Yeah.
I've done that.
But you don't want?
Yeah. I did want this thing. I've done this one. I did want this thing, but I didn't realise it wasn't real. So I'm one of those people that's bought something that doesn't exist.
What
so
do you mean?
You buy fresh air. So when I used to have one of those older style phones that you could unlock, you know, to get them on different networks, I bought the knowledge of how to unlock my phone for £5. But when I got the email, it told me to go into the mobile shop.
Did it?
Yeah.
Well done to you there.
Yeah. £5 it cost me.
£5, good. Okay, so it could be bought something on eBay that I don't want. Help, I accidentally kissed one of my friends.
Oh, I've done that one too.
Yeah, I really have. Not that long ago. but these are just from our own personal experience.
Yeah.
So what do you think the most popular ones will be? Help, I accidentally locked my mum in my own house.
Oh, did you do that?
That happened. The police came round.
Oh, Scott, how did you do that?
Well, because I forgot that she was staying, so I double locked the door and locked her in the house. And then, so the alarm started going off. The alarm is connected to the police. The police will arrive, and they did. So my mum is literally on her hands and knees going, I'm not a burglar, I'm his son. Like, madam, are you like, does she really look like a burglar? But they had to check. So yeah, she's trying to convince the police officer that she's not a burglar and that she is supposed to be there. And the alarm is like, woo, 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 woo. Bad times. Sorry, mum. help accidentally called someone pregnant when they were just fat.
Oh. This does happen.
I have done it. I've done it.
This sometimes happens in those Swedish furniture shops that sell hot dogs.
What?
That Kanye's fond of. I've done this one, and I totally didn't mean to do it to the young lady.
In Waikia?
Yeah, in Waikia, upstairs in Wembley. Yeah, I did it.
What did you say?
Well, I was trying to be nice because she was being really lovely to me, made me a really nice coffee, and I was like, when's it due? And it
Oh, God.
I was like, oh, you look blooming. When's your baby due?
You actually said you look blooming?
Yeah.
And what did she say back?
She went, pardon, what did you say? And I was like, when's your baby due? And then, please don't make me remember it.
Okay.
It's horrible.
Let's move on. Right, so what are we going to say? Help. I'd quite like to go for help. I accidentally called someone pregnant when they're fat.
let's go for that.
Should we go for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's find out what the most popular answers are on the search engines.
Help. I accidentally build a shelf. Eat gluten. Eat poop. Died.
Post-mortem, help, I accidentally died.
How do you accidentally eat poop, please?
Oh, yeah, true.
Oh, actually, that did happen to me once as well. Oh, I told you the story.
No, please do.
I was in Tenby in Wales. It was a lush, hot day. I was walking along like a shopping street there, I think. I seem to remember there were cobbles, and it was quite cute. But also, there were loads of, like, balconies on either side.
Yeah.
So people were kind of up there, you know, there were cafes up there, people enjoying, and I was on the road down below on the street walking. Now, lots of people in the on the balcony are eating ice cream, and then some ice cream falls on my arm. So I don't know why, I go, and lick off the ice cream. Not ice cream. Bird poo right there. I was so ill. Why did I lick it? It's because I saw people above eating ice creams. I was like, well, that's clearly vanilla. Not vanilla. Awful.
It
I was so ill, Adele.
It is good luck, Scott.
It's not. Eat it. It's not.
No.
Well, we were rubbish there. We got absolutely no points. But it was still fun. How do you accidentally build a shelf, by the way?
No idea.
I'm enjoying this. Let's do some more in a minute, shall we?
Let's do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Just chilling with Adele Roberts here at Radio 1. Hey.
Hey, Scott.
Hey. You know when you type something into a search engine, it tries to complete your question? We're being given categories here, and we've got to try and complete the question with what we think the most popular answer would be on Woogle or any other search engine. Well, it is Woogle, the one we're using. Okay, so here's our next question.
How do I get rid of...
nits?
Why did that first spring to mind?
I've got nieces. They're young.
Oh, yeah.
They go to nursery.
Do you have to get the knit comb out? Oh.
Yeah, the little metal comb.
Oh, awful.
Yeah. Oh.
And do you find them?
Oh, yeah, I just pass them over to their mums when that happens. There you go.
That's a great thing about having nieces, isn't it?
Yeah.
What I find? Just pass them back over. Okay, knits is good. How do I get rid of my internet history?
Oh, yes.
Just asking for a friend.
Yes, I was... asking for a friend the other day as well because my mum came to stay recently and I had to parent-proof my house.
Did you?
I had to think of everything.
What else did you do?
Looked under the bed, cleared all that away, did the cookies.
What's under the bed?
Stuff.
Okay. I'm finding out so much about you, Adele, today. Okay, so you cleared under the bed. Did you clear the internet history?
Oh, yes.
I like the idea of making... other people must have done this too, and I want to hear from you. Making your house mum or dad proof before they come round is really good. Because we've all had to do that at some point.
Yeah.
Nothing bad in there, but just stuff that, like, I don't want them seeing
that. No.
I don't need that. That's a really good one. I do worry, though, with this game. I do enjoy it, but I worry that it's just... we're just giving too much away about ourselves. We're supposed to be guessing what the world would put in as the end to the question, not just in our lives. you do end up revealing a lot, I find.
Yeah.
Anyway, how do I get rid of someone outstaying their welcome in your house?
Yeah, going back to the mum thing. Yeah. No, she's left now.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long was she there?
Oh, just over the weekend.
Oh, that's all right.
Flying visit. Have you ever had to do that?
This has happened to me so many times. Because I'm like... yeah, sure, you can move in for a while if you're in between houses, because I'm nice, you know. And then the next, you know, it's like 6 months have passed, and I had to stage an intervention with one of my friends, who is still my friend, and just literally go, look, you've got to find a house now. It was supposed to be 2 weeks, max. And then another one of my friends, who's also in the same as me and hates confrontation, recently... one of his friends moved in with his girlfriend and the dog.
No.
And my friend's girlfriend is hugely allergic to dogs. And they were there 6 weeks. They don't speak anymore. okay, so the subject is, how do I get rid of... what do we think? Are we going for...
can I throw an extra one in?
Yeah,
what about stains?
How to get rid of stains?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your experience of that?
The place, or... I'm joking.
No.
Okay, I don't have an experience of it. I'm just asking for a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Once again, an incredible, incredible Revelations today. Should we go for internet history?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go for how do I get rid of my internet history? Let's find out if that is one of the most popular answers when you type it into Google.
How do I get rid of ants, Windows 10, moths, bees, spots?
Windows 10.
Please. Do you know what came up on my phone the other day?
What?
Do you remember when you got that free U2 tracks? Can't get it off. Do you remember on the phones?
They're probably still on mine.
I don't want the U2 songs. Just came up, randomly started playing. Absolutely no points for us today, I'm afraid, Adele, but what a game.
Brilliant game. Thank you, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So we played a game of Playground Insults. You know the game that we do with massive stars now and again? Two huge, normally Hollywood stars sit opposite each other. Well, it's always been Hollywood stars up to now. And take it in turns to throw ridiculous insults at each other. Like silly ones that you would do in the playground. And once again, we've managed to secure two pretty big names, Will Smith and Margot Robbie, who are in Suicide Squad. Have you seen that film yet? So we've got them in. We did an interview with them on Friday, and then we got them to play the Playground Insults game. I actually can't wait for you to hear and see this. For me, it's the best one we've done so far. We're just getting their people in Hollywood to sign it off right now. Showbiz. But we will have it for you by the end of the week to listen and watch.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott.